The microfinance and small loan center Masluk has presented a check for 1 million Ghana cedis to spare parts dealers at Kokumpe in Accra who lost their shops to fire. The move by Masluk is a directive by the Vice President John Mahama to register affected victims and provide them with startup capital. Presenting the check, the chief executive of Masluk, Betha Ansajan, advised businesses to move away from putting up wooden structures and insure their shops against future disasters. Here's a report by Pascalina Dadivo and Doreen Ampufo.
On September 30 this year, fire gutted the Kokumpe market in Accra, destroying about 450 stalls, 40 vehicles and other properties worth thousands of Ghana cedis. About a month ago, the Vice President John Mahama visited the victims and pledged government's commitment to resettling them appropriately and relocating them to the Anya industrial area. In fulfillment of this promise, Masluk, led by its staff, have begun the exercise to give out the loans as demanded by each individual. The spare part dealers have been put into groups and will present themselves as such to pick up the money. Averagely, each person will be entitled to about 3,000 Ghana cedis with 2% interest rates per month. The loans are to be paid within 12 months with 2 months grace period. The chief executive of Masluk, Betha Ansajan, advised the beneficiaries to use the money for the intended purpose.
We are one country that imports a lot of second-hand vehicles. We need the spare part to fix the vehicles. That is why Kokumpe is important. And therefore, that is why as a government we need to protect you and also ensure that you expand your businesses and are able to employ more people.
The chief executive of the AME, Alfred Okovandapwe, said Ghana appreciates the work of the spare part dealers because they are an integral part of the private sector.
The Ghanaian population depends on you for spare parts and for the movement of their vehicles. And that is why we have to support you. And that is why we are here to fulfill that promise. Under the administration of Masluk, they have instituted group arrangements. They need to be responsible to keep the standards for the establishment of those groups. They need to play within the standards. Use these loan facilities to establish their businesses very well and to be of service to the Ghanaian population. This is what the Better Ghana agenda is all about.
Beneficiaries of the loan will be assigned specific banks to which they can pay back the money.
Pascaline Adadivo and Doreen Ampofu's report. In a related development, victims of the fire outbreak at the Kokumpe market say they have not received the building materials promised by the Vice President John Mahama when he visited the place to assess the situation. He said although the materials were brought, nothing was distributed to them. They accused the chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Vanderpoy, of carting the cement, wood and other building materials to his office. They added that despite many visits to the AMA office, Mr. Vanderpoy has refused to return the items on the basis that they are going to be used for the new site at Anya.
On arrival at the market, most of the structures that got burnt were being constructed. An inquiry to find out where they got the funds showed that the victims had solicited funds from banks and other financial institutions to embark on the reconstruction. They said they were expecting to get support from government, as promised by the Vice President during his visit to the place. However, the promise has not seen the light of day. The victims, who were agitated, accused the chief executive of the AMA, Alfred Vanderpoy, of hoarding the items presented by the Vice President to his office for onward distribution.
The Vice President gave us 200 bags of cement, wood, minerals, etc. for us to build this area temporarily. When the Vice President is gone, we left the premises over here after our meeting. The mayor took the whole thing to his office. We went there about 4 times. And he said that this is meant for Anya.
About by Pepe promise here, Obe Brain, any nurse, any Niyama, any roofing sheet, of Miankasa Menim, Adriana Kamienu, Abai, when you bear 30 minutes, and I can't sign it, you call it.
In reaction, the AMA chief executive refuted the allegations.
The things were brought here that day, and we had arrangement with the executive that we would not put permanent structures here. We will go and build permanent structures on the other land. We said that we were prepared to give them some of the materials so
that they can use them. And the arrangement is still in. They know the goods are there. We've been waiting for them to give us a request as to how many they want. Then we'll release that. We are also going to clear the other place and then construct the temporary structures over there for them.
According to them, they came to us and the response they got, right? And we can give them in.
When? No, that is not true. The executive, no. We have been working with them.
Meanwhile, executives of the association say the agreements they had with the AMA chief executive was to divide the items into two and use each half for both markets.
How much are you buying? My dear, one on one. Many mayor no, and a mayor no can see. Assemblyman, new coordinator, and the AMA. My dear, I do have my friend Bono Bronfa. Mayor, near Chia, mayor, catching and see. I am a temporary, never quenya. Now, meanwhile, BBI, excellent, and I may also on crown yan start here. Why is catching and see? Obama, I have a temporary, and a chair no, the papa see block down when you are.
Kojo AJ is the vice chairman of the Kokompe Second Hand Spare Parts Dealers Association, while Adams Nyakon is the secretary of the association.
Doreen Ampofu reporting. Some of the beneficiaries expressed gratitude to the government for their assistance. According to them, they nearly lost hope when the promised time elapsed.
Some of us were
Reactions from Maslock loan beneficiaries at the Kokompe Spare Parts Center in Accra.